I would like to share with us on what I titled Divine Freedom. Hallelujah. Divine freedom. We can talk about freedom when somebody is enslaved, or when somebody is bound by certain limitations, and the person is let loose from whatever power that limits that person, we can say the person has regained his freedom. I want us to read together the book of Acts, chapter 16, from verse 25 to 26. I read, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoner heard them." I pray tonight that the Lord will hear somebody. In the name of Jesus Christ. Other prisoners, those who were in prison, in the same prison yard with Paul and Silas, when they were praying, the other prisoners held them. And I believe that they are not just spectators. I believe that in their minds, they join in the worship. That is why when the release comes, they were not excluded from the freedom. And what led to the imprisonment? Apostle Paul and Silas. The Bible said they were ministering. They were witnessing. They were preaching the message of salvation to people of Philippi. And the Bible tells me that there is this girl who has a familiar spirit. And through that familiar spirit, he makes the owner, the master, wealthy. Because he is a fortune teller. And as Apostle Paul and Silas and other apostles of Jesus Christ were about their father's business, every day by day, this guy will follow them and he will say, "These are the servants of God. These are the servants of God." Was he lying? No, he was not lying. But the spirit that was speaking through her was not the spirit of God. In other words, when somebody prophesies, it doesn't mean that it must be from God. Somebody can see you and tell you certain things about your life. Check that spirit. What the guy was saying, it is quite true. These men were servants of God. And actually, they are in that community to preach the gospel. Yes. Apostle Paul, that was full of design, that this guy that is speaking to us was not speaking to us with the spirit of God, and he charged that spirit to go up of us. And as soon as that spirit left that guy, he was no longer bringing fortune wealth to the owner, and Paul was reported to magistrate in the market, and they caught them and they flogged them and they charged them never to preach in that name again. And from there they were dragged into prison. I pray tonight, whosoever that is in front of any prison tonight, you'll be loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. People can be in front of numerous prisons. It may not be that they have handcuffed you, Somebody can be in prison of poverty. Somebody can be in a prison of pain. Somebody can be in a prison of sickness. Somebody can be in a prison, maybe of destitute, helplessness, no hope. Whichever prison you are this evening, the mercy of God that locates Paul and Silas in prison, that mercy will locate you tonight. And you shall not go back the same way you come tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In other words, you are privileged to be here this evening. So, from there they were taken to prison. But they did not allow their prison condition to make them to keep quiet. There are times when we are in a difficult situation, we find it difficult to praise and to worship God. Let alone to pray. But they defied their condition. They were chained. They were chained. They chained their legs and hands. And by the nature of the prison of those days, they also changed their ways to the pillar, so that they would go nowhere. And they put a sergeant at the gate as the keeper, so that the other disciple who escaped the arrest will never come to freedom. So that is human calculation. There are times that devil will put certain conditions on him, maybe that will mark the end of your life. You never know that God has a different plan for your life. Tonight, the plan that God has for you shall come to you this night.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me tell you, when they start worshiping God, they never knew that God would come down for them. But they want to tell the magistrate that even though you change us physically, you have never changed the God that we represent. Neither have you changed our mouth. So they use their mouth to worship God. They defy their condition and began to worship God. It is those that defy their pain and their condition and worship God that will get the benefit of God. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So in the process of forgetting their sorrow, in the process of forgetting the shame and humiliation, the mark of victory is on them. As they flogged them, they did not treat them, neither have they taken them to any chemist to be treated. They just carried them to prison. The smell of the blood is upon their body. The dust is upon their body. The sweat of the victim is upon their body. But yes, they still preach. I mean, they still pray. In other words, they did not allow that situation to deter them from worshiping their Almighty God. So, and Bible said that God sent an angel. I can hear the agony of my people in prison. The address of the prison was given to angel, and as soon as the angel passed, the gate man did not see the angel. And Bible said as soon as he entered the prison gate, all that were chained, along with Paul and Silas, Bible said, the chain in the hand will let loose. I pray tonight, every foundation, every power that held you captive shall be let loose tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible said that the foundation of the prison was shaking. The power of God came down, and the chain in their hands were loose. I pray tonight, everything that represents ugly part of your life tonight will shake up in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible tells me that when the jailer, the sergeant, saw that there were no longer chain in their hands, the prison door was open, he attempted to kill himself. Therefore, said, do yourself no harm, we are all here. without evangelism, the jailer, the guard, gave his life to Christ and his household because of the miracle that took place in prison. That enemy of yours will later come to salute you. When he sees the hand of God upon your life, he will like to be identified with the God you serve. The God was not a friend of Silas and Paul, but the miracle he saw gravitates him to them. And he took them to his house, and he gave them water to bath, and from there he gave his life to Christ with his household. It was the same God that sent the magistrate that these people that will imprison here, I will follow them. Are we forget that? So the magistrate said, if their God can do this for them, then I don't need to keep them in that prison. And now instruct the guard to send them privately away. And I propose say, no, I am a Roman, and the day that we were beaten publicly in the market, we will never allow you to send us away privately. Come and escort us out of the city. And that's what Majesty did. He came, and he now said, if you can go. Hallelujah. Amen. So your enemy shall be at your mercy.
Amen.
You shall not be at the mercy of your enemy.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If the magic have not seen wonders and signs in their life, it cannot obey that order. But he saw what beat his imagination. That is why he obeyed the instruction of prisoners. And he came and escorted them out of the prison. I pray tonight that whatever prison you are in, the mercy of God will set you free.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 10, verse number 1.
And when he
had called unto him
his 12 disciples,
he gave them power against unclean spirits
to cast them out,
and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. That is why today, no matter how precarious the situation is, when you apply the name of Jesus Christ, that situation bow. He gave them power. He gave them authority against every unclean spirit. Sickness is a type of unclean spirit. Madness is an unclean spirit. The spirit of barrenness is an unclean spirit. The Bible says he gave them power over all unclean spirit. I pray tonight, if there is any unclean spirit around your business, around your life, this night, that unclean spirit will bow at the name of Jesus Christ. It was that same power that Apostle Paul used to deliver the girl with the strange spirit. Let the doubter say that the source of his power was when he read the book of Matthew chapter 10 verse 1. And he said that if you are a child of God, it means you have power to command demons and demons will hear you. And when he read it, he carried his leg and began to go from street to street in demonstration to put this word into expression. And he will ask, is there anyone that is there in this house? And he kept doing this. And he went to a particular house and they say, yes, there is a dead child here. And he demonstrated what he read in the book of Matthew 10, that's why. And he prayed for the child and the dead child come back to life. That is why his name is like Wakula in Felicity. Are we together?
Yes.
So if you're a child of God, you have certain powers that the world did not have. A child of God carries power that even the most powerful person in Nigeria did not carry. He gave them power over every unclean spirit. Every spirit that is not of God is an unclean spirit. Sickness is an unclean spirit. I pray tonight, if there is any iota of unclean spirit in our lives, the power of God that is behind this letter in the book of Micah 10 from verse 1, that power will deliver you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Without the power of the Holy Spirit, those powers that God has given to us will not be efficient to deliver any sick one. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to potentiate this word of God in our mouth. Apostle Paul is a man full of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that even his shadow and his handkerchief heal the sick one. It's a function of the power of the Holy Spirit that God has domesticated in them. And also, when you look at the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 28, if you start reading from verse 1, there were disagreements about the circumcision of the Gentiles. And they said that Moses said that you must be circumcised before you be a covenant child of God. And Apostle Paul and Peter say no. That God is talking about the heart circumcision. The circumcision God is talking about is the heart. It is not the physical removal of the foreskin of the private part. No. So that issue becomes a very strong issue. So then when Paul and Barnabas came to Jerusalem, and they brought this debate before James, the half-brother of Jesus Christ. James now said that what is seemeth good unto you, you should do. Hello? James was the brother of Jesus Christ, but he did not believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God until Jesus Christ died and resurrected before he believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And he later became the general superintendent of the church of Jerusalem. He was the one that wrote the book of James, that emphasized about faith without work at his death. And this is the same person that did not believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. But after he resurrected, he believed. And he wrote the book of James. He also wrote the book of 1 Peter 1 Peter that was talking about the false prophet. We should be careful of the false prophet. He said, because at the last day that they will be sent among the brethren, and if there is no taking, that they will be swayed the elect. Praise the Lord. Before Holy Spirit will be operational in the life of the believer, we must create room for the Holy Spirit. James is the brother of Jesus Christ. He did not believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God until Jesus Christ died and he resurrected. And at that time, he said, I now remember that this is the promise of God. And the same James was the one that preached and said, without without faith, without works, is dead. And he also preached against the false teachers of our time. And he also wrote the book of 2 Peter. He also speak about the false prophet in the book of 2 Peter and 1 Peter. And he also said that without faith, it is impossible to please God. He said, run away from anyone that will talk think of believing that there is no resurrection. These are all the things that Apostle James tried to let us know. And later on, he become a powerful believer to the point that he become a general superintendent in the Jerusalem church. Those who did not believe you today, by the time they see the signs and wonder of God around you, they will be forced to believe in you in the name of Jesus Christ. He did not believe initially because the same father, the same mother. Say, how can I believe that my brother is God? But he doesn't believe after the brother who he thinks, son of God, died and he rose. And he said that in the whole Israel, there has not been a time that somebody died and there was a perpetual darkness. So for him to die and there was a temporary darkness, and for him to die and to rose, that it takes somebody who is son of God for this to happen. That is what informed his belief upon Jesus Christ afterwards. Run away from every evil imitation. Make room for the Holy Spirit to dwell in your life. Love Holy Spirit as you love your wife. Love Holy Spirit as you love your handset. Love Holy Spirit as you love yourself. That is the only way that the Holy Spirit can be effective in your life as a believer. Many times Holy Spirit will speak to us to do so and so, but sometimes we tend to listen to our conscience than what our Holy Spirit suggests us. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will say, don't go this and say no. Sometimes we use our own initiative to do those things that Holy Spirit forbade us to do. I pray tonight after this meeting, we will yield our life to the lead of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. More time we prefer hearing from fellow man than the voice of the Holy Spirit. The voice of the Holy Spirit is the voice of God. And more time when we silence the voice of the Holy Spirit and we do our own bidding, most of the time it turns out a regret. I pray tonight that our ears will be inclined to the voice of the Holy Spirit this night meeting in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We have to place priority over the power of the Holy Spirit. If you must be a successful member, if you must be a successful leader, if you must be a successful administrator, you have to yield your life to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Apostle Paul and Silas, they were in prison. They are convinced that even though they kill them, there is a power in them that will never allow them to remain to the grave. That is why they defy their condition and they begin to worship God. And God takes their worship for their redemption. I pray that God will redeem somebody in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says that the place that they were worshiping God began to shake. The foundation of the house of the prison where they were kept began to shake, and the chain in their hands could never withstand the presence of God. Before the shaking took place, there was a breeze that entered. That represents God's presence. Most of the time, we were meant to know that God can speak to us through breeze. God can speak to us through the presence of fire. God can speak to us through white wind. Therefore, when the breeze hit the presence of the prison, the Bible says the foundation of the prison shook, and the chains in their hands were let loose. I pray tonight, if there is any form, if there is anything that the enemy have done to keep us in the same spot after this night meeting, God will deliver us from all the afflictions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When the place, when you give the Holy Spirit its place in your life, no power can be able to put you at the back bench. Because Holy Spirit of God will never allow us to weep over our condition. But when the Spirit of God is upon you, even though the devil tempts you, you will look at God beyond the temptations of the enemy. Those that look at God above their condition, God always comes to their rescue. I pray that God will rescue us from every calamity, from every ugly foundation of our life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Looking unto God, the author and the finisher of our faith. God is looking for a man and a woman who will devastate the kingdom of darkness. And I believe that that person is you and me this night. In the name of Jesus Christ. May we be instruments in the hands of God to destroy the kingdom of darkness and all its activities on planet Earth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Before we pray tonight, I want us to know that you cannot have enough of the power of the Holy Spirit. We cannot say it's overdose. No. The more you have for the Holy Spirit, the more things are easy for you. I pray tonight, after this night meeting, those things that were difficult in your life before today will be made easy for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As a leader of the church, as a member of the church, allow your body to align with the will and purpose of God. And when you have done that, the mercy of God will prevent for your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Help us stand it. All I know is a great God. He's a great God. He's a great God. All I know, all I know is a great God. All I know, all I know is a great God. You are a great God. All I know is a great God. Is a great God. You are a great God. All I know is a great God. Is a great God. You are a great God. The first prayer we're going to say this night is that, Father, help me to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit in my life. Father, help me to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit in my life. And when you obey the voice of the Spirit of God in your life cannot be mesmerized, because Holy Spirit cannot misguide any man. His path is the right path out of all time. But as I begin to pray, help me to be sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. The voice of the Holy Spirit is the voice of God. The voice of the Holy Spirit is the will of God. The voice of the Holy Spirit is my friend. The voice of the Holy Spirit is everything I need. As I begin to pray, help my unbelief. As I begin to pray, help me to be sensitive to all your signal. Help me to be sensitive to your still voice. I pray that you set me free from every ugly foundation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want to pray tonight. The Bible said that when Paul and Silas begin to pray that the foundation of the prison, when they were worshiping, they didn't open their mouth to pray loudly, but I know that their worship was accompanied with prayer. And the Bible said that God visited them, and the foundation of the prison shook, and the chain in their hands break loose. I want to pray tonight that every ugly foundation in my life, as I begin to pray, shake and set me free. Hope in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, just like you set Paul and Silas free from the foundation, as I begin to pray, Father, set me free from every ugly foundation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every foundation that is not of God in my life, as I begin to pray, Father, set us free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every ugly foundation that is speaking against us, as we begin to pray, we destroy those foundations in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want to pray, Holy Spirit be my partner in life. If Holy Spirit is your partner, there is nothing that will happen around you that will not inform you before the time. Holy Spirit be my partner. As I begin to pray, be my partner. Be my partner. Be my partner. If I anywhere I am, may you appear before me. Be my partner. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Partner with me in my business. Partner with me at home. Partner with me on the road. Anywhere I find myself. Oh, let me be a partner with you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Para lusa, para bolsa. Mind the ball, Kapasara. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Glory and honor to your name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Send over your church. Holy Spirit, have your way in my life. My life is open unto you. Without you, I can do nothing. I ask for God, let your Holy Spirit be my partner at all times in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, teach me to love you more. Teach me your ways and teach me to love you more than ever before. Shall we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ? Father, I surrender myself unto you. Show me your way. Those things that are hidden, oh, from ordinary men, make them accessible unto me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask tonight, Father, show us your way. Teach us your way. Teach us your wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come down your mighty way tonight and expose every secret thing in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Be our partner. Be our director. Be our compass. Be with us at all times in the name of Jesus Christ. Teach us your ways in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want to pray tonight of every door that the enemy have closed against us. As we begin to pray, Holy Ghost, open those doors for us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every door of progress, every door of connections that the enemy have closed against us, as we begin to pray, Holy Ghost, you are the excavator. Clear every obstacle on our ways in the name of Jesus Christ. And grant us access to the place of holiness in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Master Jesus. Glory and honor, power and majesty be ascribed unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.